Ever stood in your kitchen, staring blankly at the open refrigerator, with absolutely no memory of what you came for? That disorienting moment isn't a glitch. It's your brain waving a white flag. We're living through the most cognitively demanding era in human history, processing more information before breakfast than our great-grandparents encountered in a month. Here's the kicker. Our brains can handle only 120 bits of information per second, barely enough to follow two conversations simultaneously. Yet we're attempting to juggle emails, texts, social media, news alerts, and actual human interactions all at once. Your brain operates like an ancient smartphone trying to run modern apps. Evolution designed our attention for singular focus, spotting predators, tracking prey, remembering where the good berries grow. Now we're asking it to monitor 17 browser tabs while texting and listening to a podcast. Attention isn't infinite. It's a zero-sum game. Focus on one thing, and something else necessarily fades into the background. But here's what makes modern life particularly brutal. We're not just doing more. We're doing fundamentally different work. Previous generations performed repetitive tasks until mastery. We face constant technological upheaval, each new platform demanding fresh learning while information doubles exponentially. The scientific knowledge discovered in the past two decades exceeds everything humanity learned before that point combined. This isn't a personal failing, it's an evolutionary mismatch, and understanding it changes everything. Neuroscientists discovered the default mode network, a sophisticated system that activates when we stop focusing. Your brain operates through two complementary modes. The central executive handles focus tasks, while the default mode makes creative connections and consolidates memories. They function like a seesaw. When one rises, the other falls. A neural switchboard in your insula toggles between them, but excessive switching drains mental energy. This explains why your best ideas arrive in the shower. Your default mode finally connects dots your focused mind couldn't see. Your memory is fiction. Every time you remember something, your brain reactivates the original neural pattern, but details degrade like photocopies of photocopies. Your brain fills gaps with plausible fabrications, and the act of remembering changes the memory itself. Share a story with someone who corrects a detail, and that correction gets grafted onto your original memory. We remember best through distinctiveness and emotion. You remember your first kiss, but not breakfast two Tuesdays ago, because uniqueness has no competing memories. Successful people use low-tech solutions. Sheryl Sandberg carries a paper notebook everywhere, creating what scientists call cognitive prosthetics. An index card system works remarkably well, one thought per card. When random thoughts intrude during focused work, writing them down releases them from your brain's rehearsal loop, a neural circuit that cycles thoughts endlessly until addressed. Cards offer random access, allowing shuffling as thinking evolves. David Allen's method sorts tasks into four categories: do it now, under 2 minutes, delegate, defer, or drop. Organization faces a physical problem. Today's homes contain over 2,260 visible objects. 3/4 of Americans can't park in their garages due to accumulated stuff. The solution? Designated places. Your hippocampus excels at remembering stationary locations, but fails with mobile objects. You never lose your car, only your keys. Create a decorative bowl by the door and use it religiously. Since internal memory is unreliable, we need external systems that compensate for cognitive limitations. Multitasking is impossible. Your brain rapidly switches between tasks, depleting glucose and spiking stress hormones. Neuroscientist Earl Miller reveals that unread emails reduce your IQ by 10 points, more than marijuana. Information learned while distracted bypasses the hippocampus, landing in the striatum. You remember how to do something, but not why or when. The dopamine loop amplifies this damage. Your prefrontal cortex craves novelty, rewarding each notification with a dopamine hit that replaces deep satisfaction with empty stimulation. Email transformed once daily mail into constant interruption. Texting added hyper-immediacy and social pressure. The fix isn't willpower, it's systems. Check email 2-3 times daily. Filter ruthlessly. Create separate accounts for urgent matters. Work in focused 90-minute blocks, then rest. Recognize that attention is finite and systematically exploited by technologies designed to fragment focus and monetize distraction. Social isolation triggers hallucinations, depression, and poses greater cardiac risk than smoking. Yet we misjudge our needs. Commuters claiming to prefer solitude reported significantly more pleasant experiences when assigned to talk with seatmates. This explains social media's explosive growth. Facebook reached 1.2 billion monthly users, 1/7 of humanity. The catch? Online connection works best as supplement, not replacement. Electronic connectedness appears to limit our biological capacity for direct human interaction, another attention seesaw where one mode replaces the other. Modern relationships carry unprecedented expectations: emotional support, companionship, intimacy, financial stability, plus functioning as confidant, nurse, secretary, parent, protector, guide, cheerleader, and sexual partner. When successful, the benefits are profound: better health, faster recovery, longer life. A satisfying, intimate relationship ranks among the strongest predictors of happiness ever measured. The challenge is balancing our evolutionary need for face-to-face connection with digital convenience. Sleep is when your brain does its most important work through three critical processes: unitization, combining elements into unified concepts; assimilation, integrating new information; and abstraction, discovering hidden patterns. These require several sequential nights. Disrupted sleep, days after learning, still impairs memory. After sleeping, musicians perform new melodies better, students solve previously difficult problems, and people are twice as likely to solve insight puzzles. Memory consolidation happens during specific stages: the first 2 hours of slow-wave N-REM sleep and the last 90 minutes of REM sleep. Alcohol, drugs, and sleep deprivation devastate memory by compromising these periods. 1/3 of working Americans suffer sleep deprivation, costing businesses over $150 billion annually. Sleeping pills offer only 11 minutes more sleep with poor quality. Cognitive behavioral therapy works better. The fix? Maintain regular sleep schedules, sleep in cool darkness, and consider short naps under 40 minutes. They enhance memory, creativity, productivity, and emotional equilibrium. We've mapped the problem: evolutionary brains colliding with information age demands, and explored the science behind attention, memory, and the multitasking myth. Now, what do we do? Start small. Designate one place for your keys. Check email twice daily. Take one 90-minute focused work block. Sleep and wake consistently. These aren't productivity hacks, they're cognitive survival strategies. Your brain isn't broken, it's overwhelmed. The solution isn't working harder, but working with your brain's architecture. In a world engineered to fragment attention and monetize distraction, organization isn't about efficiency, it's about reclaiming agency over your mind. Every external system you build, every designated place you create, every moment of focused attention you protect is an act of resistance. You can't change evolution, but you can change your environment. Build systems that think for you. Protect your attention like the limited resource it is. Give your brain the conditions it needs, and it will astonish you.